Tableau 11-2. Why did everything have to change? Password A. Setting: a man on crutches has his side to the audience. He wears his uniform jacket and hat from World War I. He is looking into the window of a department store. A young couple, a man with his suit, and a girl with a flapper dress, come down the street toward him. The man alone is thinking about many things. He had been in the army. He had volunteered, even though he was a newlywed, and his wife didn't want him to go. He wanted to be a part of the war to end all wars. The president said it was to save the world for democracy. By October, he was wounded, and his war was over. By January, he was home. But home was not what it used to be. Everything seems to have changed. Many mornings he read the paper until his wife left for work. Then he set out to take a walk to forget his problems, looking for a bar, a drink. Where could he find a drink? Prohibition. No drinks to be found, even here at his old haunt. His old neighborhood is overrun by Puerto Ricans, with strange-sounding names and even stranger ways of talking. The next block over is completely full of Negro households and businesses. This part of town is now Polish. He's thinking about how this used to be Higby's Saloon, his favorite haunt. Now it's Luca Savage's department store. What kind of name is that, he wonders. Next door is Wadalevich's grocery. Good grief. He's amazed that people would buy anything from someone whose name they couldn't even spell. Sure seems like everything changed while he was away. It seems that everyone left Europe and came here in the last 4 years while he was gone. And because of them, he can't find a job. No one wants a has-been. It doesn't matter to anyone that he should be a hero, not a has-been. It doesn't matter that his ideals were of defending them and their right to be here. No one treats him special. No one gives him a job, a free beer, or even the time of day. Those immigrants will work cheaper, and they don't have to be on crutches the rest of their lives. It's hard not to be bitter toward them all. It wasn't his fault that some Hun shot him. He wishes sometimes that he would have been killed outright rather than go through life a cripple and a burden. It's not just his neighborhood or city that changed, either. It's all of society. No one trusts anyone anymore. This Al Capone guy seems to run Chicago. Not that he has ever met the big crime boss, but he has read plenty about him in the newspapers. The police can't do anything about him. Most seem to be bankrolled by him. They just seem to turn a blind eye. And even if you can't count on the police to do what's right, who can you count on? He feels that he can't trust his neighbor, because he talks crazy about the government. Anarchist, communist, ugh, these immigrants. What do they want? By God, he fought for his country, love it or leave it. What happened while he was away? It seems that he fought a war to save others from oppression. And come home, and what's here? Oppression, or at least depression. Why did everything have to change? He glances at the couple coming down the street. He wonders how truly happy they are, in love and all that. He remembers feeling that way once, or at least he thought he did. He made it through unspeakable experiences in Europe because he hung on to the belief that he would come home, get his old job back, and live the American dream. You know, one wife, two kids, a house of his own, all those things that make this country great. Ha, that's a joke. Wait till she tells him that she doesn't want to stay home and have babies. She wants to go to work and feel fulfilled, independent. That's what his wife did. While he was overseas, of course, she had to work, but now he's home. She should enjoy staying home and cleaning the house and being a housewife, just like his mom did, and hers, too. But she doesn't seem to need him anymore. She can earn money. She can even vote. Good grief, women voting. Like they know anything about what's going on in our country. As for having the babies, well, his war injury took care of that. That's out of the question. So, a man goes to war to win democracy for others, and comes home and loses everything. His job, his wife, his neighborhood, even his dream. And that's not even the worst of it. Prohibition. He can't even drown his sorrows with a lousy drink. Some great nation we've turned into. Why did everything have to change? Password 32.